Chapter 9. Then when I first beheld, 3 his fellow yearsmen passed, and then in later arts I looked for him again, and found him shrunk, alas, into a thin and spectral mannequin. IV, lastly I ask now old, and chill if aught of him remain unperished still, and find, in me alone, a feeble spark, dying amid the dark. February 1899. The to be forgotten, I heard a small sad sound, and stood awhile amid the tombs around. Wherefore, old friends, said I, are ye distressed now, screened from life's unrest? 2. Not at being here, but that our future second death is drear, when, with the living, memory of us numbs, and blank oblivion comes. 3. Those who our grandsires be lie here embraced by deeper death than we, nor shape nor thought of theirs canst thou descry with keenest backward eye. IV, hey, bide as quite forgot, they are as men who have existed not, theirs is a loss past loss of fitful breath, it is the second death. VE here, as yet, each day are blessed with dear recall, as yet, alway in some soul old a loved continuance of shape and voice and glance. VI, at what has been, will be first memory, then oblivion's turbid sea, like men foregone, shall we merge into those whose story no one knows. VI, or which of us could hope to show in life, that world-awakening scope granted the few whose memory none lets die, but all men magnify. VI, ye were but fortune's sport, things true, things lovely, things of good report we neither shunned nor sought. Dot we see are born, and seeing it we mourn. Wives and the seer, I, never a careworn wife but shows, if a joy suffuse her, something beautiful to those patient to peruse her, some one charm the world unknows precious to a muser, haply what, ere years were foes, moved her mate to choose her. 2. But, be it a hint of rose, that an instant hues her, or some early lighter pose wherewith thought renews her seen by him at full, ere woes practiced to abuse her sparely comes it, swiftly goes, time again subdues her. The superseded, I, as newer comers crowd the fore, we drop behind. We who have labored long and sore times out of mind, and keen are yet, must not regret to drop behind. 2. Yet there are of us some who grieve to go behind, staunch, strenuous souls who scarce believe their fires declined, and know none cares, remembers, spares who go behind. 3. 'Tis not that we have unforetold the drop behind, we feel the new must oust the old in every kind, but yet we think, must we too, drop behind? An August midnight, I, a shaded lamp and a waving blind, and the beat of a clock from a distant floor. On this scene enter winged, horned, and spined a long legs, a moth, and a dumbledore, while mid my page there idly stands a sleepy fly, that rubs its hands. Two, thus meet we 5, in this still place, at this point of time, at this point in space. My guests parade my new pending, or bang at the lamp glass, whirl, and sing. God's humblest, they, I muse. Yet why? They know earth secrets, that know not I, Max Gate, 1899. The caged thrush freed and home again, Villanelle. Men know but little more than we, who count us least of things Terran, how happy days are made to be. Of such strange tidings what think ye, O birds in brown that peck and preen? Men know but little more than we. When I was born from yonder tree in bonds to them, I hoped to glean how happy days are made to be, and want and wailing turned to glee. Alas, despite their mighty mean men, know but little more than we. They cannot change the frost's decree, they cannot keep the sky serene. How happy days are made to be eludes great man's sagacity no less than ours, O tribes in Treen. Men know but little more than we, how happy days are made to be. Birds at winter nightfall, triolet. Around the house the flakes fly faster, and all the berries now are gone from holly and cotonister around the house. The flakes fly. Faster shutting indoors, that crumb outcaster we used to see upon the lawn around the house. The flakes fly faster, and all the berries now are gone. Max Gate. The puzzled game birds, triolet. They are not those who used to feed us. When we were young, they cannot be these shapes that now bereave and bleed us. They are not those who used to feed us, for would they not fair terms concede us? If hearts can house such treachery, they are not those who used to feed us. When we were young, they cannot be. Winter and Durnover Field, scene. A wide stretch of fallow ground recently sown with wheat, and frozen to iron hardness. Three large birds walking about thereon, and wistfully eyeing the surface. Wind keen from northeast. Sky a dull gray. Triolet, brook. Throughout the field I find no grain. The cruel frost encrusts the cornland. Starling. I. Patient pecking now is vain throughout the field, I find. Dot dot rook. No grain. Pigeon. Nor will be, comrade, till it rain, or genial thawings loose the lorn land throughout the field. Rook. I find no grain. The cruel frost encrusts the cornland. The last chrysanthemum. Why should this flower delay so long to show its tremulous plumes? Now is the time of plaintive robin song, when flowers are in their tombs. Through the slow summer, when the sun called to each frond, and wore that all he could for flowers was being done, why did it not uncurl? It must have felt that fervid call, although it took no heed, waking but now, when leaves like corpses fall, and saps all retrocede. Too late its beauty, lonely thing, the season's shine is spent, nothing remains for it, but shivering in tempests turbulent. Had it a reason for delay, dreaming in witlessness, that for a bloom so delicately gay winter would stay its stress? I talk as if the thing were born with sense to work its mind, yet it is but one mask of many worn by the great face behind. The darkling thrush, I leant upon a coppice gate, when frost was spectre gray. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.